Good morning. Today we are going to conclude our topic of the quote-unquote prohibition or the concept of an avil not leaving home during the Shiva, not with an overall summary of what we've seen, but we're going to bring up some common scenarios brought by the poskim and get their views on it. So the Igros Moshe was asked as follows. We have an avil. He's sitting Shiva in the specific house that the Nifter passed away, and there's a special Maila in sitting Shiva in that place where he lived, where he passed away, he or she. So the question was, the avil or multiple avelim decided to travel to their homes at night to sleep. So is that acceptable? They're going to sit in the base avil where the Nifter passed away, but to go home to sleep. So Rav Moshe brings the Chachmas Adam, who says that it's mutter balayla leilech lishon bevaseichem hu letzorech dafta, that when there is a real need, when it is really letzorech, they are permitted to leave at night and go home and sleep in their respective houses. Vahatzorech, says Rav Moshe, what does that mean, there's a tzorech? Why can't they sleep in the Beis Avel? The tzorech would be that people get accustomed to where they sleep. They get accustomed to their own beds, and it could be that they're not able to sleep elsewhere, at least not well. So that would be considered a viable and valid tzorech. So the Ava would be permitted to go home at night for that purpose. The Gesher Achaim says as follows, Kishitzorech latzeis. When somebody, he asks, he's sitting Shiva, but he needs to go out. Why would he need to go out? Im lechovas mitzvah, for an obligation of a mitzvah. He has to go do a mitzvah. Or litzorach davar avid. Or he has something that's categorized as a davar avid. It would be a financial loss for him. So he says here, as long as there's an acceptable heter to go out, when would you go out? He says, you should go out at night. Lalechet balayla. And not in the daytime to avoid people seeing you. However, if you need to go out in the day, you should wrap yourself up as much as possible so that people won't see you and they won't be bewildered by the fact that we have somebody who is sitting Shiva out and about outside of his house. So that's the view of the Gesher Achaim. And the Ramah, in fact, Paskins and Shulchan Aruch, that this whole concept of going out of one's house where he's sitting Shiva, the place that he's sitting Shiva, Hainu Davka Letayel, that's talking about that you can't leave in order to go take a tiyul, a leisure trip, or to go do business that you should not be involved in. However, continues the Ramah, 3 points, Aval, Im Shalach, Mo Shalach, Rav. If the governor says, I want to meet with you, you have no choice but to meet him during the Shiva. Or number two, Shitzarek Leilech Baderach, there's some reason that he needs to travel. And this could be an example of somebody who's far away from the Kfura and wants to and has a need to come and sit with his relatives during the Shiva. Or it could be that this is what people are lenient on, that when they sit in one place and then they go home, they traveled from the United States, from the UK, for the Kfura itself. And then partway through, they go home to continue elsewhere so they can have Menachem, people come and Menachem them elsewhere. So it could be that that is the Ramosh, it's like Leilech Baderach, you need to travel. Or number three, the Shar Dvarim Atrichim Loharbe, or other things that are real bona fide needs, like a davar or aved, that you're going to incur a financial loss, says the Ramah, muta lolatse, so it would be permitted under those circumstances to leave the base avel, vechein nohagim, and that is how we are noheg, to be lenient on this. So we see that it's not a blanket prohibition to leave the base avel when somebody is sitting Shiva. There are indeed times and there's a bona fide tzorach, a real need, and says the Ramah, that we are indeed noheg to be lenient in this when there is that urgency to go out. Now, when it comes to earning a parnasa, this is somewhat less relevant today. It depends on the situation. Many people can earn their parnasa by sitting at a computer, be it an accountant, an attorney, etc. And the parnasa is not something we should be involved in during the Shiva. The focus should be on the niftar. But when there is a need, and we're going to talk now about when there's a need to actually leave home for a parnasa. So the Gesher Achaim paskins as follows, when it comes to leaving the Beis Avel for a parnasa, he says that even the poorest of poor, she'ein lo ma le'achol, he does not have what to eat, still he should not be working to have a parnasa Mishal Acherim. What he should do is not be working, but he should be mitparnes. He should get assistance, financial assistance from other people so that he doesn't need to be involved in his parnasa during the Shiva. Raki Main Lomaji Achilenu. If he doesn't have anyone that can help him out to give him food, he doesn't have to starve. So then he would be permitted to go out and earn a parnasa. And then he continues talking about if you have a situation of a financial loss, a davar ha'avud, during the first 3 days of the Avelus, he should have other people work for him. Ideally, it's not him who's going to be doing the work. Find other people to do it for you. And then after those 3 days, when we're talking about a financial loss, the Davar HaAved, says the Gesher HaChaim, Mutar HaDavar Le'asos Al Yedei Atzmo V'Tzina, he would be permitted to do the work by himself, but not in a public way, in a private way. In the Davar HaAved, we don't want to advertise that the person is working during the Avelus. So V'yotze B'Shvil Ze'o B'Layla, how do you do it? B'Tzina, in a quiet way. So he should go out at night when there's a need, or in the day when it's a quiet time when people aren't looking. So we see here the general concept that there's not an absolute prohibition to go out during the Shiva, but it's only when there's a bona fide need that it would be permitted. And when it is permitted, we should do it in the quietest of ways, ideally at night when people aren't looking, or during the day in a very quiet fashion, covering ourselves up, trying to avoid crowds, trying to avoid being seen. Have a wonderful day.